state which will live in infamy.
Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment.
Oh, Brandon, man, where are you at, buddy?
I'm lost in this basement. I don't know where to go.
Lost in the basement all by yourself, yeah. Man. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I miss dogs. I miss you. I miss you basically giving me free food every week.
We miss you. We miss you leeching off our free food. Because, you know, when you came over, we actually ate really well.
I didn't say leech, you piece of crap.
Oh, I did.
Oh, man. So, God, everybody, welcome to FDR's Wheelchair.
Yeah, welcome, guys.
This is the first remote recording ever of our podcast, isn't it, Brandon?
It is. It is. And we struggled to get here, but we're here.
Yes, we are here right now. Dave is officially in quarantine.
Bum, bum, bum.
His lovely wife has the COVID.
The Rona. You got
the Rona.
Your wife has the Rona.
The Rona. So poor Amy, man, she is on the struggle bus right now. She is sleeping at the moment. She's only awake for about 6 hours a day, but she's being tough through the whole thing. And the first thing I told her when she said, "I have bad news. I tested positive." You know what the first thing I told her was?
Quarantine, bitches.
Nope. I said the chair will go on.
Oh, yeah, you can't stop the chair. You really can't. You
cannot stop the chair.
We were actually, Dave and I were talking about, like, all right, we have a few options. We could do this remotely, which we actually figured out somehow. Or we'll get Anatoly on, and we'll do that, but Anatoly didn't know anything about that, and he's actually still at work right now. Or the thing that actually terrified me the most was, Brandon, you just got to get on there. we'll do it.
It kind of yourself solo.
I actually had a dream the other night where I was like Garth in Wayne's World, where he's just like when Wayne storms out and he's just like, hey everybody, we're all having a good time, and that would be the entire episode for like an hour. We're all having a good time with the election and everything. The Republicans say we're all having a good time. That would be the entire episode.
You would never take advantage of being able to insert Wayne's World into the podcast, would you?
Oh, no. It's going to happen for years. I'm sure you understand this.
Sure. I know. I think our listeners out there, they deserve an answer because they may or may not have watched the video that I posted out there earlier this week.
Which is on Facebook.
Yes, which is on Facebook. Go to FDR's Wheelchair on Facebook to watch this. But I was kind of mad. I was kind of perturbed because, you know, when I found out my wife got the Rona, I looked at the fucking calendar, and it was after Election Day. And our current president, the lame duck, along with his clown cast of people who apparently live in my neighborhood.
Ooh, can we call it the lame clown?
Yes, that's okay. Officially called the lame clown. Cool. Absolutely. Said the virus would go away. And magically, the virus is still here. So I took it outside. I'm still like faithful in our president. He's president for 74 more days. So I said, I'm going to sit in the sunshine for a little while and, you know, with Amy and see if that worked. And that didn't work. And then I said, well, you know what? Just to make sure I don't get it, I'm going to drink some bleach. So I put a little bleach in my Moscow Mule mug and drank it and coughed and hacked a little bit. And I still don't feel very well, but I think I'm okay. So we'll see if that keeps me immune. So far, I'm negative. So maybe Donald Trump, you're right. Yeah. You know, maybe the virus is leaving.
Dave, I'm going to have to refute you on that. I'm pretty sure it was inject bleach. So if you could kindly upload a video of you injecting bleach, yeah. I'd be more convinced.
Yeah. Okay. Can I do it tomorrow after we record?
Definitely after we record.
Okay.
Definitely after we record. Okay.
Who's going to take my place after I die?
Well, we got Anatoly's first in line. Right. So we're taking applicants.
Welcome to FDR's Ukrainian wheelchair.
So, speaking about that, you know, Putin has not called Biden yet. He's not called him a red
one. I know. His buddies, I mean, Putin and Kim Jong-un and the guy from Venezuela, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Fuck, I can't either. But the guy from Brazil called him, Borisano.
Yeah, the guy from Brazil did. Yeah, absolutely. Collectively, you know what I call those guys?
What?
Trump squad.
Trump squad?
Yep, Trump squad. You know, they try to squat on us, we can squat on them. Our squad is actually awesome.
I'm sure there's a video out there.
And not fascist.
Yeah. I'll show you how not fascist I am. I'm not even going to finish that thought.
Oh, man. So, shit, dude. The last time we were here, the last time we talked, it was actually election night. And we didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah. We didn't know for a couple days, actually.
Yeah. We didn't know a lot. So, my God, a lot has happened. In you know, since we last recorded, obviously, the presidential election has come out in an FDR wheelchair favor. But there's a mixed bag when it comes to, you know, Congress and state legislatures and stuff like that. So, I guess... Dave. Today, like a major breakdown of stuff, isn't it?
Dave, I got a song. I got a song for you.
You got a song for me?
Yeah. Ding dong, the bitch is dead. The bitch is dead. The wicked bitch. Ding dong, the Trump is dead. The Trump is dead. The Trump is dead.
Yay! You like it? The orange monster will
The orange monster is finally gone, and Jesus Christ, did it come down to the wire.
It really did come down to the wire, and it's so like what do you want to talk about today, Brandon? Do we want to talk about how close these votes actually come in the Electoral College and all the conspiracies about voting, or what direction are we going in today, buddy?
I want to say yes on that. So I want to first start out with how close. Well, not it wasn't that close. I mean, it was 4 million votes at the popular vote, but I want to say how it came to very close votes within the Electoral College. And I want to talk about, as well, the GOP not conceding and this conspiracy theory that they're feeding. Huh, that rhymed, dude.
That did kind of rhyme, didn't it? So, I mean, here's what hasn't changed. I mean... State legislatures determine election laws. They determine when absentee ballots can be mailed. They determine when they're counted. They're determined how they're counted. And nothing's changed. Absolutely nothing's changed from the every 2 year election cycle or every year election cycle that, you know, these states go through. So the only reason why it seems to be different is because when it's close, we're aware of it. In a lot of previous elections, the Electoral College is decided in favor of one candidate or the other so quickly that we don't really pay attention to all of these little things that are going on in states like Arizona and Pennsylvania. So it's all about where the microscope's on at the moment.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely fucking nothing's changed.
And I want to talk about something is that they were laying the foundation for mail-in ballots being illegitimate from the start, and it's simply not true. And you want to lay the foundations that they're not legitimate. So what did you do to solve the problem? Nothing. They started taking away money from the post office. DeJoy started taking away little sorting machines from the post office. They started laying the foundations that these weren't real ballots, that there was fraud, that dead people were voting, and they have no evidence to support that. That was before the votes were even cast.
Right.
So if you really respect the voting and you really want it to be legitimate, then you fix those problems. You give the post office the, what was it, $24 billion, I think they're asking?
Yeah.
To sort it out. You expand upon that, and then you go, okay, we need more polls. In California, the Republicans literally put out illegal voting boxes where people put their votes in, and they would get it and be like, yep, these are ours. And California said, don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah. And they went, okay, but yeah, we're still doing it. I mean, and they want to rail against illegal voting when they're doing shit like this. I say, fuck off. I say, fuck off.
Isn't that fucking treason?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not the first time Republicans have been accused of treason. Or done treason. It's not even the first fucking election that they've been treasonous. It's not even the first. It's the other election, too, that they've been treasonous. It's. Where's my medicine, Dave?
I think you need a little dose right now. We won the fucking presidency, and you're going off the rails, Brandon.
Okay.
I will drive over there. I will breathe in your face, and I will cause havoc.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So, Pennsylvania, what's interesting about Pennsylvania is that their legislature, who's made all these election laws, it's been Republican in both houses in their legislature since we've been born. And their Democratic governor and lieutenant governor went to their legislature and asked that absentee ballots, if they could begin to be opened and counted 24 hours before Election Day, which their law says that you can't even open an envelope until Election Day. And they said no.
Oh, yeah. Without hesitation, they said no.
Right.
And what kind of bugs me is that people kept saying, this is going to take a minute for us to count all these votes because they're coming in mail-in. We knew this months before the election. We said, okay, it's going to take a minute. Can we speed this up? And they said, no, because they're illegitimate. And we said, no, they're not. They're really not. This is why. And Republicans said, no, they're not as well. And they came in, and people were confused. Why is this taking so long? Why is it taking so long? And it's like, they fucking told you why it's taking so long, because you couldn't count till 7 a.m. on election day, and people were already taking in votes. The pollsters were already like, we're fucking taking in votes. We can't count the votes that already came.
But Brandon, like, when I went to bed on Thursday night, and Trump was up in Pennsylvania, I went to bed, and then I woke up, and then magically, when I woke up in the morning, over the middle of the night, Joe Biden was ahead. So how do you explain overnight?
Well, because most of the votes came from large cities, which vote democratically.
Also, those big cities decided while everyone was sleeping and all the watchers was asleeping, they decided to count up some Biden votes, bubbled in with the Sharpie.
No. Well, yes. The Sharpie still counted.
Right.
That was misinformation. So,
well, that was Arizona, right?
And people, yeah. And people said, this will go the Democrats' way with mail-in votes, because it's coming from the larger cities, which tend to vote Democratic. Right. We knew this would happen. That's why on the night, people didn't call states for certain people. Like, they didn't call Pennsylvania, because they knew large, big, huge counties hadn't called in yet that are Democratic. That's why in Arizona, Georgia, and they knew. It was just math. It was fucking math.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Reality, man. That doesn't matter.
I said the magic word.
Mm.
It was fucking math.
It was fucking math.
That's why they're not able to understand.
Yeah, what really is math?
Exactly.
You want to know something, Brandon?
It's communist.
I miss your face.
I miss yours too.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for my janky internet, we could see each other's faces probably.
Right. You miss my hand movements when I get all worked up like that too.
Well, I know. No, I like how it kind of runs up my knee up to my thigh. My ooh, joke time.
We're all laughing here.
We're all laughing here. So, yeah, man, it's a, absolutely, and it's just like a battle. It's a battle of truth and a battle of reality. There's like
it really is.
Yeah, and I agree. Like anybody, I don't get like when you know, you hear Republicans like Mitch McConnell say, "Well, like Trump has the legal right to this and that." You know, technically, actually, he does. But you also have a civic duty and responsibility to call it the way it is.
Oh, he's given up civic duty a long time ago, my friend. Oh,
I know. The expectations for these clowns, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. So, Attorney William Barr on Monday authorized the Department of Justice to investigate any substantial allegations of voter fraud in last week's election. So, that's out there.
Anybody with jowls? His cheeks is in his
class. Well, that's, you know, it's all the law knowledge he has. It's in those jails.
Oh, yeah. And he just said that today, didn't he?
No, it wasn't today. It was, What is today, Tuesday? So, no, he sent it yesterday morning.
Yeah, and one of the DOJ attorneys immediately quit.
Yeah, he did. He stepped down. I was like, nope.
Republican.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, in Philadelphia, they're especially bitching about all the votes coming in that were for Biden, and they weren't allowed to, like, witness this. The Secretary of State is a Republican.
I know.
Who overlooks that? The guy in the in that county who overlooks the vote, I can't remember his name, but is Republican.
Right. And all boards of elections are like equal Republican to Democrat with oversight. It's the most nonpartisan vanilla agency of every single state.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that they're only going after places that they didn't win. So what about the Alaskan?
Right.
Alaskan absentee ballots they want to count. There were a bunch of them. They don't care about that.
Yes, man, whatever.
What about the Montana ones? They don't care about that.
People in Montana, how many electoral votes do they have? Like,
you have to fucking mail it in because you can't drive to your fucking whole place within 6 hours.
Right, no shit, man. It is just a complete clown show with no evidence.
No. And you know what even shows it more? Is that these cases are getting thrown out by the fucking judges that Trump appointed.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's no basis in law for it. They're like, nope.
So, here's what the Trump... Oh, we should totally call it the Trump campaign. Oh, I wish I came up that earlier. It's 4 years too late. But anyway, so the Trump campaign invokes the Equal Protection Clause, alleging mail-in voters were not subjected to the same verification and level of transparency as in-person voters. That's not what it means. So he's violation.
He's taking the 14th Amendment and trying to apply it to this?
Yeah. So that's not a violation. Because voters had a choice. They could vote through the mail, or they could show up. That's
absolutely what
the 14th Amendment protects.
Right. The only thing the 14th Amendment protects, the 14th Amendment's an incorporation of the 5th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship. So if they were going to sue on anything, it should be the 15th Amendment. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yep.
I digress.
So they also said in-person voting was marked by transparency and verifiability. Mail balloting, on the other hand, was cloaked in darkness and complied with none of those transparencies and verifiability requirements. fuck off, because David Becker, executive director and founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, said the Trump campaign continues to spread lies about transparency of this process and access to observers. Trump campaign observers and Republican Party observers were present at every moment that every ballot was considered in Pennsylvania.
And that is true in every single state. States take elections so seriously that they, even though they have different laws, they have these same systems in place. That's why true cases of voter fraud is like less than 2,000 in the last 20 years.
Yeah. It just doesn't exist. So, speaking of voter fraud not existing, I want to take you to a little sunny place, Dave. You want to come with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have your little grass skirt on?
No, no, not this kind of sunny place. We're going to that sunny place later because I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you there a little bit after. I want you to put on your wife beater. You know, some khaki shorts.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I want you to get your
Kid Rock.
Well, that's no, that's up north, dude. That's I think that's Michigan. Yeah. I want somewhere. I'm telling you, sunny. Michigan's not fucking. You can't even fucking do a metaphor right.
Okay, sorry. I'll shut up.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, put on your khaki shorts. Put on your fucking 3-year-old flip flops that are pretty much worn away down because the pavement's so hot that it almost melted them. Get your meth out. You know, we're going. We're going to Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I got my trailer.
Yep.
Yep. 1984 C-Class 40 Econoline.
Yep. We got a rifle. We're looking for illegal e-migrants.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get our binoculars out. We're not going to shoot any of them because, you know, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. But we're there. We're there. So... Maricopa County is under Trump's lawyers' microscope because they, and I quote, consistently, regularly, and systematically took action that deprived Trump of potentially thousands of votes. That is what the lawsuit claims.
Hmm.
Now, do you want to know how many they presented to the actual court? That are that by the way, they're unverified, but these are what they want to look into. Guess how many?
How many votes?
180.
100. Only 180?
Yep. 180 out of 165,860 ballots cast in person.
But not actual votes. Potential votes.
Potential. Yeah.
Over and over votes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow! That could really flip something important.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what they're looking into. That's what they want the court to look into. Even though they said potentially thousands.
You know what? Let them, man. Let them look at every single one of those 180 possible overvotes.
Absolutely.
See what we come up with.
Yeah, fine. Do it. I don't care. Like,
you know, Amy's aunt lives in Maricopa County.
No shit.
Yeah, you want to know a fun fact about her?
She voted Trump.
You know what? I don't know. But she does have 18 dogs in her house.
Oh.
9 cats. And then her son.
What are their names? Because we're going to see if they voted.
Leo. Just kidding.
Oh, Leo definitely voted.
And then her son, who lost his job selling jewelry in California, has moved into their garage, and they have 3 dogs.
So he's got 21 dogs?
21 dogs. But his wife, who also lives in the garage, hates Amy's aunt, who lives in the house with the other 18 dogs. So this might account. I'm not counting, but this might account for some of these 180 possible
votes. All right, so we got 21 plus 2. So we got... So 24 out of 180?
Yeah, so we got roughly about 10%.
Of the 180. Of the 165,860.
Let's go do that.
Jesus Christ. You know, You know what really kind of gets me going to everything in this episode is fucking getting me going. But anyway,
I almost feel like we lost the presidential race, but keep going, man.
It's true. Is that they bitch and they moan about how liberals and Democrats are snowflakes and they can't take it and they just want to collect their tears and stuff. But listen to this shit. I have never heard of a fucking a group of people whine and bitch and prostrate and right. and say all these things and these conspiracy theories when they fucking lose.
I know.
I want those fucking MAGA tears. I want.
And I was thinking. Go ahead.
It is. Totally, they're projecting on, and they've been doing it for years, their own insecurities onto the Democrats. Like, you remember how much they celebrated when Trump won last year?
Yeah.
You know, and how much they rubbed it in our faces and said, America's right. back, America's this, and how they did it for 4 fucking years. And then right. Trump, until the fucking election day, he's still holding rallies, actually. He's actually coming out with some more rallies that he's going to do. And they're still doing it. And then they bitch and they moan about losing one election.
I'm going to strap a Biden flag to my CX-9 and just drive it for fucking 4 years. Who does that? Like, I had a huge hard-on for Barack Obama, but I didn't, like, even put a flag on my car for him.
Right. Or a bumper sticker. It was. It's usually normal human beings.
Because I remember, because we spent 2016 election together, and I just remember the next day. Obviously, I was like, shocked and upset, and not happy with it. But not for once did I question at all the validity of the election.
Right. Or would you want to? Or not even want to, but need to. That's what I meant to say. Right.
And then I know that, like, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote and lost the Electoral College. I didn't even go on a bashing on the Electoral College. I kind of said, okay, this is a consequence of something that we have in the Constitution, whether we like it or not. The only way to change it if we wanted to was through an amendment. So we have to put on our big boy pants and deal with it. So I put on my big boy pants, and most liberals that I know did too.
Yeah. We didn't cry about it.
We didn't come up with conspiracy theories.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, these conspiracy theories are just bad. I mean, I would more consider the grassy knoll a better conspiracy than this conspiracy theory. I'd actually believe Area 51 actually had fucking aliens compared to this shit.
Right. Hey, don't be dissing on Harry Reid, man.
What's that? That radio show, Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast AM, baby. Fuck
yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's absurd. It really is absurd. Yeah. But it's getting pushed through from your friend, Mitch McConnell, who said, and my buddy, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, look, everybody, like, I don't care if you're, like, who you are listening to us right now. Y'all really think the fucking Democratic Party could pull off what these people are accusing them of doing?
Right.
I mean, you fucking, if they could have, like, we would have should have won in a landslide, and Mitch and Lindsey would have lost, and, like, yeah, we're going to cheat, and we're going to, like, have this huge conspiracy, but we're just going to win by kind of a little bit. To sow the seeds of doubt so you fucking hillbillies can have your day. That's what we're going
to
do.
Right. And this actually brings me to another point that I wanted to make tonight. Is that if you're Republican and you're not in the Trump bandwagon and you're not a complete Trumper, you fucking won. You fucking won. Because I don't know what the fuck Trump was, but he happened. And so it pushed the Democrats so far left that it can be taken seriously, in our political climate, so they had to come back so center that they're actually right of center. So the actual Republicans won. They got Biden. The the vice president that the black guy had to get to show that he wasn't a fucking Muslim. That's who they got.
Right.
The Democrats lost in the House. They didn't get the Senate.
Nope.
The Republicans won.
And I saw that Tillis won North Carolina today officially.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're bitching about. They played us like a motherfucker. And you know what? Not only did they win, the Democrats are celebrating in the streets because we lost, basically. The Republicans won, and they got the Democrats celebrating in the street about it. That is what happened, because we got rid of this fucking orange monster. It's like, they were like, all right, what do we get?
It's worth getting rid of the orange monster.
It is worth getting rid of the orange monster, but we shouldn't have had to get rid of him in the first fucking place.
Right. One thing that just made it super, like, clear to me, when he fired his Secretary of Defense, this will be the fifth Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
There's been five national security advisors. Nobody in Trump's administration is qualified or competent, and if they are, they get fired because they're not a blind loyalist. It's so bad.
It is really bad. But we got rid of that. But we had to dig up the Biden to get rid of that. That's what we had to do. So in essence, it's almost a strategy. It's like, we were so bad, you had to get to the rightest wing guy you had to vote in. We won.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, holy fuck, and they're still fighting it. And that's the dangerous thing about the Republicans. They can do that. And if people are doubting the Democrats trying to steal the election, why the fuck didn't we win the Senate? Why did we lose in the House? And why did we get fucking Biden?
And if the Democrats had that much power, they would probably use that power to, like, gerrymander. You know?
Right. Right. Hey Dave, do you want me to tell you the dream I had last night?
I always like to hear about your dreams.
My wife. It's actually about my wife, but it's actually hilarious.
Tell me all about it.
So, we were sitting in like a kind of auditorium, like a theater type auditorium, like a really nice theater, and we're listening to a speech by Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom comes out, and he's doing his stuff, and he's talking about shit. I don't actually remember what he's talking about. He comes down, and he goes, he's like, hey, I actually want to come down and get to know you folks. And he comes down, he starts stepping down, he steps right in front of Bethany. And he goes, oh, wow, that's a strong smell. And he looks down at Bethany, and she's just like kind of caring. She's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, ooh, that's pretty bad. She's like, I had a lot of Brussels sprouts this morning. That was my dream. Oh, she just walked in as I'm telling that story.
I heard the door open. She's so looking at me. Did you guys have Brussels sprouts recently?
No.
No. What?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was my dream.
That's really good.
She cropped us the former President Barack Obama.
Speaking of crop dusting, so Amy, like, one of her symptoms is one of the common COVID symptoms is no taste and no smell whatsoever.
Okay.
Dude, I was crop dusting her so bad this morning. I mean, to the point where it makes your, like, usually when you have really bad farts, you're like, man, that's a good one. I was making myself sick.
Jesus.
And it was like, I mean, just that those hot farts that don't make any noise, but they're just heated and they're nasty.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
Damn.
Spoonful of hot sauce the other day. Nothing.
That's kind of fun. You should like get like a whole bunch of chilies and like kind of put it out.
I know. We're trying to find like a hot wing contest or a ghost pepper contest.
Where you can shit.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you could remote do a hot wing contest. Be
responsible for a super
super spreader. Fuck it. Do it at a Trump rally. It'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could go and be like, if you can't eat this hot wing, you're a Democrat.
Right. Yep. We're going to call you AOC if you can't eat this ghost pepper.
Right, right. If you can't beat my wife at a hot wing contest, you like the Green New Deal.
Some of those people, if you just say, if you can't beat my wife, they will just stop and continue.
that's true. That's the world we live in. I love
that he's going to keep having rallies.
I know. Like, for what?
Oh, how about the fucking Four Seasons debacle?
Oh, that was just... Well, that's Rudy Giuliani for you nowadays. I mean,
oh my God, the
fuck?
Like in front of a landscaping company next to a strip club.
It wasn't a strip club. It was a sex store.
Oh, well, it was a sex store. That's where
people go in and watch videos and jerk off.
Yeah. What? It's not the first time Giuliani's been next door to a glory hole during a Trump event, I'm sure.
Oh, oh God.
Did you just go... Oh.
Yeah, I did. I mean, like, it's just getting, like, the incompetence is getting bad to worse.
Right.
Like, no wonder you lost a fucking election. Like, how hard is it to beat an incumbent president? It's really hard.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is be like, hey, you know what you're getting? We're all still alive.
Can we go back to Giuliani, come?
Nope.
Being like spoiled ranch dressing.
Like when we're like 3-year old mayonnaise.
Oh man. What a horrible human being he is.
He is a fucking just. He's like a little golem in the fucking caves, and he just like kind of comes out and eats raw fish and then spits some racist hate and then like disappears back to get his fucking fish.
In all seriousness, I wonder if like a guy like him has PTSD from like 9/11.
Why? He didn't do anything.
But like he was like downtown and was scrambling and almost died and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe it kind of fucked him up a little bit. Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
Something ain't right with the dude. I mean, he's a train wreck.
He is. He's kind of like Antonio Brown. After that, after Burfict fucking slapped him in the, basically put his shoulder through his helmet twice in 2 years. After that, right. He wasn't quite the same. With the Raiders. He fucked up with the Patriots, and I mean, the fucker burned his feet from ice.
Yeah.
And didn't see that as a problem, and then showed up to training camp, was like, oh yeah, I can't run. And then tried to fight the general manager, and then went to the Patriots and tried to fight Belichick. I mean, you're one of the best wide receivers in the league. All you have to do is fucking show up and run and catch the ball, right. And then you can go home.
Because fighting Belichick always wins.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I could see, like, a Rudy Giuliani kind of...
The CTE.
Yeah. Maybe something happened to him. Maybe he needs therapy or something, and then he gets that thing in the Borat movie where he's trying to fuck a 15-year-old.
Oh, God, yuck. Ugh.
And then his fucking... His security guy goes, nah, you can't go in. Because it seems like that's normal.
Yeah.
It was one of his fucking job roles was, hey, he's fucking a minor in there. You can't go in.
And on the other side of the coin, if you were trying to look at things from two sides, remember when Obama got off of that plane in Saudi Arabia, he bowed to the prince, crown prince. That probably is even Steven for like, you know, hating America and being corrupt and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
I am so sick of this stuff. I saw like on I think it was Fox News today. There was like a video of like a reporter asking Biden a question, but like Biden was done answering questions. So I don't know the context about it, but they were making this huge deal about how Joe Biden refused to answer a question from the press. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, he didn't storm off?
Right, just storm off and like, you know.
Or embarrass the reporter and then tell an OAN reporter that's how you ask questions. Or call them fake news and shit like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it just, yeah.
Oh, did you know about Biden that he suffered two aneurysms at the same time? Brain aneurysms?
I heard about the aneurysm, but I didn't know he suffered two at the same time.
At the same time. He was running for Senate and he lost the race, and it was a couple days after he lost the race, and they found him on his hotel floor. And he had two brain aneurysms, and the doctor said, you might not be able to speak again. Wow. Yeah. And look him go.
Mm. And I'm sure you watched Kamala and his speeches the other night.
I did, yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect. Perfect as perfect gets. It was... I mean, it really, in that moment, anybody who watched it and really had a non-discriminant eye and ear, I mean, he healed a lot. And she healed a lot in one speech.
Yeah, and when you're calling out to, like, hey, we're going to be leaders of the country. We're not going to try to separate you as a political strategy. We're not going to put one side against the other. Because, you know, that's what dictators do. That's right. How they get power. It's called divide and conquer. But they were like, yeah, we're going to do... I mean, we'll have to wait and see if they actually do that. But, I mean, in the past, if you look at their pedigree, I mean, with Obama and Biden, that's what they did. They weren't trying to divide people. They were doing what they thought was best. And as much as
I disagree with a lot of, like, George Bush in Iraq and... You know, previous presidents, they at least tried to bring people together.
Right.
The only president I can think of not trying to do that on the outside was Richard Nixon. But, like, that's that pales in comparison to Trump.
Right. Trump wishes he was Richard Nixon and wished he was as clever to get away with the scams. Which brings me up. How long is it going to be until Trump comes up in court with these pending trials?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I can't predict. I mean, there's so much. I've tried to predict so much over the past 4 years that I'm kind of like unable to do it anymore. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like with everything else, I mean, I know he's a criminal. I know he's a crook. I don't have the evidence laying in front of me right now.
Do you think the AGs were sitting on their hands for a little bit?
Of course. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I think so, too. I think they're going to give him a couple months, and then they're really going to come after him. After, like, every of this, all the election stuff is over. So I say, like, in March, April, May, he's really going to start feeling the pressure.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and a lot of that's going to come from, I don't know. I don't know where the lawsuits are going to come from. There's going to be some federal lawsuits.
It's not lawsuits. It's criminal claims. That's what I meant. Like jail time.
Exactly. Not civil cases. You're right. Yep.
Yeah, so we'll see. It'll be interesting. Because if they don't go after him, that'd be a fucking... Do you think William Barr will be brought up on anything? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think he's too smart for that. I think he knows the law too well for that.
Unlike a lot of the people on the right now, I will wait till I see evidence in front of me to make that determination.
Dave, the evidence has been there for four fucking years.
I'm going to wait to make a decision until I see information in front of me. It might include science and math.
You fucking snowflake. I'm going after him now. God damn it. So you want to have non-evidence? In the case of Pennsylvania, where they're the Trump lawsuits are going through about the voting and stuff, as of Monday, Biden led in Pennsylvania by more than 45,000 votes. So all those votes that they allegedly flipped.
Yep.
That's greater than Trump's lead when he won Pennsylvania in 2016 against Hillary Clinton.
Yep. And who in the Democrats contested that? Nobody.
Not a single fucking one. Because it's legitimate. Like states go through fucking hoops and they have their own fucking laws and they really take this seriously. I mean, that's what the Secretary of State does.
Right.
And if he doesn't do it, he goes to fucking jail.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people understand that. If the Secretary of State hasn't executed his job in overseeing elections, then he's a felon.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And speaking of felons, did you hear that Jeff Pastor in Ohio, another Republican?
Oh, yeah.
Got fucking arrested by the FBI. City yeah. Got arrested by the FBI and guess what? Bribery charges. Because we know Republicans
don't take bribes. $55,000 bribery charges. And that's the second member of Cincinnati City Council that's been arrested and tried on federal charges.
Yeah.
A Democrat. She was brought up on charges earlier in the year, too. So it seems like there's a corruption problem in the city of Cincinnati.
And in Ohio in general. I mean, it all starts with Shabbat. I'm sure he was the one that probably was like, yeah, I got to talk to the pastor. And I can't say Shabbat's name without thinking of like a Shaggy song going, Shabbat.
Shabbat.
You know, even though he's like the least like.
It's funny, like when he ran for his, like, I forget which term it was for Congress. That's when I was doing exit polling for UC, and the professor in charge, she wasn't from Cincinnati, so she called him Shabbat. All the
time. Shabbat. Absolutely nuts. Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit that needs to go.
Yeah, he is. But he didn't. Nope. He won again.
Yeah, so he won again. Him. Yeah. Because we live in the Midwest. That's what we do. Oh, did you see Lindsey Graham on Fox News?
No,
I don't know why. He literally, this is kind of like a summation of what he said. I don't know why they're coming after the president so hard. He has his legal rats. And they're really trying to make him concede. I was like, no shit, because he fucking lost, Lindsey.
Right, he lost. Nobody's making him concede. But I'm telling you what, on January the 21st, somebody's moving in.
Yep.
And they can make trespassers leave.
Yeah. And
like Joe Biden, who's super like cool and deliberate and low key. Did you hear that comment he made like the day after, you know?
No, which one?
Or the winner? But Joe Biden basically said, well, you know, he doesn't have to concede, but on January the 21st, we know what they do with trespassers at the White House.
Oh, I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, damn, nice little mic drop.
Yeah, they take him outside the bar and they punch him in the jaw.
Right, right. I'm sure Obama was like, dude, come on, man. Come here, come here. You got to be a little black just once. I'm going to hand you the mic and then you drop it on that motherfucker.
Yep, yep. And he did.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great when and part of me hopes he doesn't. Hopes he stays there so I can see, because it's not going to be the Secret Service that kicks him out. They're just going to abandon him. That's what they do. They're like, all right, your fucking time's over. We're done with you. It's going to be the fucking military.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to see it.
And the military did not back Trump. I mean, I haven't really, I don't have the exit polls to substantiate that, but they didn't. And they're going to,
awesome.
It's gonna be. Could you imagine? Like, they're not gonna send just a Marine in there. They're gonna send like a fucking squad of fucking Navy SEALs in, and they're gonna. Oh, I hope they do.
I would love it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna send.
You know, I just had an epiphany off of something you said a minute ago, and I forget exactly what you said.
That's okay.
But you know what Biden's campaign slogan should have been?
What?
Make America Great Again.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been really good.
Make America Not Orange Again.
Yes, exactly. He was our first orange president, so I mean.
Yeah, yeah, it's a historical
thing. That is a milestone. Yeah, right.
So, with the lame, this lame, what did I call it before?
It wasn't lame duck, it was lame. We already
lame
forgot.
Bitch or something like that, or, oh, fuck, I forget.
Lame clown.
Lame clown, that's what it was.
Yeah, lame clown.
So, with the lame clown president, do you think he's just going to go, like, fucking balls to the wall and just, you know, just scorch the earth kind of thing? Yeah.
Yes.
I think so, too.
But yes.
But is he going to wait till after the, all these fucking dumbass lawsuits are done, or is he just going to start tomorrow?
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be a scorched earth. I mean, it's like, does anything even get done now day to day? Like, is he, like, listening to briefings? Are they talking about any kind of policy, or is it just... Do we basically not have a president functioning as a president right now?
I think that's right. I think he's gonna get those two Russian hookers and he's gonna put them on the Resolute desk and he's gonna piss on them again. That's you what know, we've got.
Don't bring up Anatoly sisters. Come on now, man.
Hey, they're Ukrainian, man. Come on.
Not everybody in his family. Didn't he have a Russian sister?
She's Ukrainian but lives in Russia.
Oh, that's right. She's on the like the east side, the west side of things, yeah. Or something. She's on the wrong side.
But yeah, I think it. But I mean, I thought he would have started now, but I guess he's got to wait a little bit to convince himself and convince everyone else that he really did fucking lose. You know, that's gotta. He's got to kind of take a bath in some KFC gravy and really soul search and. Figure out that, yeah, I'm fucking lost. All right, dude. Watch this, motherfuckers.
Dude, KFC gravy sounds good.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Man, what a week.
What a week, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say, man, like, on a serious note, it's like, you know, when Rona doesn't hit home, like, you know it's serious, you know it's real, like, we do everything the right way for the most part. But, like, when someone you know, especially, like, my wife being, like, really sick with it, it's like, holy shit, man. It's like, we really need to listen to the science and what, you know, real leaders are saying about this virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until we can beat the virus, we can't fix anything else completely.
Right. I mean, we're going to live in this pandemic, and hopefully this vaccine. Do you see another conspiracy where they're like, oh yeah, of course a virus or a vaccine came out after Biden won. But the thing is, it's not out yet.
Right. It's not out, and
it's in guess the what? First the
Pfizer trial has nothing to do with Operation like Super Fast or whatever. What's his operation called for the virus?
Oh, I can't remember. But it's in the first stages of human trials. There's three, by the way.
Yeah.
And we've got to make sure it doesn't kill anybody.
By the way, that hillbilly neighbor of mine that's talking about Black Lives Matter, you can't love Jesus or whatever he said.
Yeah.
Like, he was out in the cul-de-sac today and like he started talking right away about how the virus numbers are fake because his son tested negative twice and he had like a sniffly nose or something. And I said, well, you know, Amy, and I said, she's got it really, really bad. And I said, but I'm negative. And he's like, yeah, but how does that happen? He's like, she's got it, but you don't. How's that happen? Because not everybody gets it when they're close to somebody. It's just, it's called an increased risk. So, like, if I have the flu, that doesn't mean everyone I've seen in the last week gets the fucking flu. It means one person out of 20 get the fucking flu, you dumb hillbilly piece of shit.
And I still love Jesus.
Well, he said, I don't know how you can be for Black Lives Matter and love Jesus. And I'm like, are you?
You should. I don't know if you have the corona and you don't love Jesus. You have to have the corona to love Jesus.
Right. Amy, go make out with the hillbilly neighbor. Go now. Go. Lick his face.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't understand how science became such a topic of non-belief and conspiracy theory. I mean, it's just science. It just is what it, the way your car runs in the morning or during the day, that's science. The way your fucking TV turns on to spout conspiracy theories at you. The way YouTube comes through your fucking power lines and your fucking phone cable to spout this conspiracy is fucking science. So, if you, like, I don't understand why now, when you don't believe it, it's not science anymore. It's a conspiracy. How does that fucking work?
It doesn't work.
You can't tell me how your fucking computer turns on, but yet you can tell me how fucking disease spreads?
Right.
Shut the fuck up. Where's my medicine, man? Jesus
Christ. I agree. Christ. Period.
All right. We had another topic. I'm reading in your notes right now.
Damn.
I'm reading in your notes. What are your opinions?
How much wine do I have? I got plenty of wine left. I'm sipping on
it. Yeah. Your opinions on the Electoral College. Keep it, yay or nay. That's what we're finishing with. This is going to be the last topic before I fucking get my torches out.
And when I'm finished, can I talk about what Trump did right this week?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to do it now?
No, you can, after we finish, we can do it.
Okay. So, I'm going to keep it simple with the Electoral College, okay?
Okay.
Well, I do think it's outdated.
Okay.
I think if we replace the Electoral College with a popular vote while keeping states in charge of elections, that would be perfectly wonderful and fine. However, it is in the Constitution. And there is one way to change the Constitution.
Oh, and you and your fucking Constitution again.
I know, man. I know words and meaning and all that kind of stuff. You have to change it through the amendment process. So for everybody out there that's hating on the Electoral College, man, that's fine. I agree with you on most of your points. I don't like it either. I mean, we came pretty close. To the third time in the last 20 years where the loser got more popular votes. And that is a problem. So what you do about that is you start sowing the seeds for a constitutional amendment, which is super fucking hard, which doesn't have any traction right now. I get it. But I really see that as the only way. You know, so it kind of goes beyond the debate of whether it's a good or bad thing. I just see it as one way to deal with it. You know, and I see like Colorado, they want to come up with some law to kind of undermine it. I don't agree with that. I think the Electoral College is clear. Thoughts?
I've never been a fan of the Electoral College. I don't see how you can be in democracy with it. That's me perfectly clear. It doesn't make sense. The majority votes, and the majority decides. That's it. Thoughts?
Brandon.
Yeah.
I got my associates of conspiracy theories from Electoral College. Are you telling me that my degree is invalidated?
Yeah. Yeah. As a majority, I'm deciding it's invalidated.
Yeah. I mean, I do like on the facts of it. Absolutely. I do agree. You know, I just think that if we bypass what the Constitution gives us to change it, then, you know, what good is it?
The Electoral College was a way to convince states to join the union in the first place. It was saying that, hey, yeah, you actually get a say. It's not your 30 people in fucking Montana will actually get a say in the election. So you get to decide your own fate. It's part of the manifest destiny. You can have a say in the president, the Senate, the Congress. That's what it was. It wasn't designed for a full functioning country. Am I wrong? Are we going to fight? Let's fight.
No. You're absolutely right on the facts. I'm talking about how do you change it. You know?
Oh, you say, bye. Bye, Electoral College. Go away now.
I'd love to. How do you do it?
I don't know. You're right. I mean, it would have to take a something like a popular vote to get rid of it. You see what I did there? But actually,
I don't think we've ever had a national referendum.
No, but there are several states that are trying to put through legislation to get rid of the Electoral College. I think there's like 13 right now at the moment.
If a state did that, and went to the Supreme Court, you know how the Supreme Court would decide on that?
Right now? Or in 30 years?
9-0. I'm not going to usurp the amendment process.
Yeah. Well, but then again, does it have to go through the Supreme Court, or can the states vote? Be like they get what, like 26 states, and they go, "We're not doing it anymore."
First of all, it's not going to get to the 26th state. There's going to be lawsuits. Trust me.
There's going to be lawsuits, but what if 26 states just go, "We're not doing it anymore"?
Here's the thing. Most of Supreme Court cases go through appellate jurisdiction, which means it goes from a lawsuit and then it's appealed and then it comes to the Supreme Court and then they grant it certiorari on it. But this, kind of like the election in 2000 in Florida, that would follow under original jurisdiction. And I guarantee you the first state that would undo the Electoral College, the Supreme Court would enact original jurisdiction and shut down. I don't like that. I just know legally that's what would happen.
Okay. But what if 26 states said, fuck the Supreme Court. We're not doing it anymore. I mean, the Supreme Court only has like a federal jurisdiction, but what about states' rights? What if they just went, no?
Which is a conservative point of view.
Yeah. Extraordinarily conservative point of view.
It's still... The supremacy clause in the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and the states cannot pass laws, even if it's a majority, that violate the Constitution. So if you undo the Electoral College, you're violating the Constitution. And I don't like that position.
Okay.
And constitutionally, that's the box that we're in with the Electoral College. We're boxed in by it. It sucks. I hate it. But we're boxed in by it.
Okay. All right. So everyone wants to sign my petition. You know where to go, okay, guys?
Go for it, though, man. I'll sign the fucking petition, you know? It's not like you can go to jail for violating the Constitution. You know, you'll just
Apparently not. Apparently that's not a thing anymore.
No, jail's not a thing.
Unless... Oh, we didn't talk about the drug legalization that came on this last election.
Fuck yeah.
We'll have to do that next week.
Dude, a bunch of states said, fuck yeah.
We'll have to get to that next week. So,
yeah, we'll go into detail with that next week.
Yeah. But
You just got me in the mood talking about that.
I bet I did. You were already in the mood. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't blame the thumb. True.
All right. Well, we're about at time now, Dave.
We are. Time to talk about what Trump did right this week.
Quickly.
Lose! I'm done.
Excellent. Yep, he did that right. And he did it fucking fantastically. He fucking lost. That's what Trump did right this week.
That's great, man. Well,
oh,
man.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out to our Hawaii voter for voting in the first gay Asian guy to, I think it was state Senate. I'm not sure on that, but they voted in the first gay Asian to the government, basically.
Yay! Yeah. Hey, I didn't know that, but I'm all about the Gaysians from Hawaii, so.
The Gaysians. Yeah, there's none of those. Oh, I had another shout out, but. Oh. Next week we're going to talk a little bit about France. That's the other shout out.
C'est très bien.
C'est très bien. So we're gonna get our cigarettes out, and we're gonna get our French wine out, and we're gonna visit l'European Union.
Isn't it la Union de la Paris?
Sure, yeah. Keep trying your French, buddy.
I should bring my French teacher.
You should. So yeah. Next week, when you come over, since you're allowed to come over next week, we're gonna have some brie. We're gonna have some baguettes. We're gonna have a little wine. You know, talk about the European Union. See where France is standing and absolutely. Compared to the United States, and how Biden's gonna affect that.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. Well, we hope our listeners are a little more relaxed than they were last week at this time.
We definitely are.
Our listeners are probably, you know, on the ideological side that we are. So you're happy in that regard. If not, at least you kind of know, even though you don't want to admit it, and your stress level is a little bit, you know, lower than it typically is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to, if there's any sound quality improvements that we need to make this week, we're sorry. It's our first one we did remotely, and it's not always going to be the best when you do it so quickly. We literally were like, how the fuck do we do this? Right. 20 minutes before the show.
So we signed up for a very expensive, like, remote thing that gives you a 7-day free trial. So, Brandon, I told you I'd tell you at the end, please cancel your subscription. You're well. Charged $120. No, you don't have that much money.
No, nobody's donating to our Patreon for that shit, so.
No shit.
So, again, we apologize, but we definitely want to. You don't stop the chair. You don't stop the chair, so that's.
Nothing stops the chair, even right. The Rona.
We even had contingency plans where I was going to speak by myself. That would have been terrible. It would have been awful.
You by yourself?
I'm so glad this worked.
It's just you, like, quietly masturbating with the microphone on.
Like, looking at the Electoral College.
Right. We, like, 5 minutes of, like, a Lewis Black special.
Yeah. I probably got much more angry than anybody stopping me, too. All right, we're gonna leave it here, and thanks again for joining us. We have Twitter, FDR_wheelchair. We got our email. Please send us anything that you want to hear about, you want to listen to, you want us to go and go off on a tangent about. It's FDR'swheelchairpodcast@gmail.com. We have our Facebook, which Dave is starting to post to videos, which are great.
You gotta watch that video if you haven't watched it yet. Right. And then our MySpace page.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Where Find you can that. Listen to Linkin Park's first album.
Yeah. That's our intro song.
Right. Oh, God.
Ah, oh, jeez. Anyway, so again, I need your help on Twitter. Come follow us. We're still railing against certain congressmen and having lovely
your least quips. Favorite congressman that has COVID, by the way.
Apparently, he only has antibodies because he doesn't know how science works. Because if you have antibodies, that means you had it. But anyway. Follow me on Twitter if you want to really go into that fight. All right. I think this is where we're going to end it. Congratulations, guys. Your vote mattered. I'm glad you got out there and voted for those you did. 2 years. We got another vote coming up. 2 years after that. Let's keep the ball rolling.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening. This was a new type of podcast for us tonight, so thanks again. And Brandon, man, you did a great job getting this together. It's all on you, buddy.
Oh, so thanks, man.
I appreciate it.
And thanks for you guys for listening and staying tuned with us this entire time, this hour and 10 minutes that I've been trying to get Dave to shut the fuck up. All right, guys. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.